betrayal. 6 long years on your trail. Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. 6 full years of my life on your trail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? She was left behind and sad, and she wrote to me equally dark. She said in the days when you were hopelessly poor, I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y, WCA. I said I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? And do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent too long on your trail. Far too long chasing your tail. If you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of
was Half a Person by The Smiths. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, duh. Welcome back to Pisces season. I'm Lauren.
I'm Nate.
Oh my god, hey Nate. and yeah, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next week. That's a joke, obviously. I have a show for you. You just heard that song by The Smiths, which I woke up to in my head. I don't think I dreamt about it, but I woke up singing it. It's like the first thing I said this morning was like, I went to London and then the entire day I thought about going to London, and then I was getting kind of sad that I wasn't in London. I don't know if you guys know, but I studied abroad in London.
No way, really?
Yeah, if you can't tell. I'm just going to play British music the entire time. So we have The Smiths, The Last Will Earth Catalog, The Smiths again, and then Blur. So, real British collection of music. But, yeah, I had to play that song, obviously. And I feel like today's show is kind of just like the music that I've been listening to, because I've been listening to a lot of new music recently, so I like have the ability to play different songs every week but also still play like what I've been listening to that week, which is huge for me because that doesn't happen very often. And I usually have two shows I really like, and then the rest are all just like songs that I had to find somewhere. So, you know, I'm like pretty excited. I had another thing to say, but I was gonna say today was a really fall day. It was really like miserable outside, no? Like,
I'd agree with that, yeah.
It was just like, go ahead.
I mean, it wasn't exactly like, I guess fall doesn't have to be cheerful, but, yeah. But it was pretty miserable.
I feel like something that I just always forget or like never fully comprehend is that like Boston has like incredibly dry summers and winters and like very rainy and wet spring and falls. Like, I remember one time in the spring, I literally was like, is it gonna tornado? And then I realized like that doesn't happen here. But like, it's definitely like a lot rainier in the spring and fall here, which is like, I feel like if it was just like, you know, like summer storms are really nice, but also if like all of the rain and storms were like shifted to the winter,
I think it'd be a deal.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Then we have like mountains of snow to ski down Presnell on, and that would be like everyone's dream, obviously. I've been thinking about skiing a lot recently, so I'm kind of like excited for it to be cold.
You should tell everyone about the ski boots.
I recently purchased my first pair of ski boots. This is huge for me, as I have never owned my own ski equipment. Even my helmet and my goggles I stole from my mom. Sorry, Mom. But I really like them, and you don't ski, so they're mine now. But yeah, I just have them sitting in my room because I don't trust putting them in the basement, obviously, because it's like the basement. I don't know what's down there. And then I also like, I get really excited when I see them every day because they're like perfect. I love them. And every time I see them, I get so excited. Except for now, I'm like irrationally excited for ski season, I guess.
Preslon won't know it's coming.
And yeah, seriously, I'm about to tear up Preslon. Not really, though, because I don't own skis yet, so maybe I'll just, like, walk up and down Preslon in my ski boots.
You look like an Iron Woman.
Yeah, exactly, like, stomping around, like, metal cleats kind of vibe. Yeah, tomorrow's Halloween, too.
Spooky.
Yeah. I think that maybe I'll play Monster Mash.
I was just about to ask.
Should I play Monster Mash, like, after this?
I mean,
like, I don't see.
Shouldn't it be
why
like
not.
Close out the night type thing? I mean, well, but, I don't make the rules around here.
But what if I like close out the night with? No, I kind of want to dance right
it's
now.
True. What you if know, all our fans well, go to sleep before that?
Also, after this song, it gets like increasingly more depressing because you know it was like fall day. I was like kicking rocks outside, fall. I'm realizing that I have a very complicated relationship with fall now. And I don't know why that is, because usually I really like the fall. Do you want to share any Halloween costumes that you have?
Ooh, me?
Yeah.
It sounds like
setup?
It does sound like a setup.
It is a setup.
The secret is we shared all three Halloween costumes.
What? What?
Did we start
not,
out with?
No, no, no.
Oh, not
the
all three.
First one.
Actually, it's not true. I shared the first one with the FT.
Except for the first one you kind of shared with me because of my little brother's costume.
Yeah.
My little brother was Tyler Durden at the very end of Fight Club, and he wears like the really awesome red leather jacket. And my dearest companion, Nathaniel, was like, oh, I know have costume. And I was like, I have costume.
I felt horrible just you know, stealing it off of him.
And the unfortunate thing is like it was a really really good costume, like really really good, so it was kind of like you got credit for like this really good costume
and I did nothing for it. It was completely unoriginal.
Yeah,
but what was my other
tough
other option?
And then I was American Psycho that night with my friend Jill. She was one of the girls. I'm not gonna go further into detail about that.
Companions.
Yeah, exactly. And then companion. And then the next night we were Fleabag and the Priest. If you haven't seen that show, like you have to go watch it right now because it's really good. I wore her like jumpsuit that she wears to the dinner scene, which is like or dinner episode, which is like one of the best episodes of television in my humble opinion. And then the next night we did
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I was Mia Wallace and he was Vincent / John Travolta / Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah, that was foul.
Owner of Dimmadale's Dimmadomes.
It's ridiculous. I'm not going to forgive Jill for that.
We were actually like watching that video earlier today.
I look nothing like him.
No, but you know, when you wear a cowboy tie,
yeah,
you're prone to looking like Doug Dimmadome.
So really drove it home.
Dimmadale's Dimmadomes. Such a crazy character to make for no reason at all either. Okay, I'm done talking. I'll play the Monster Mash now.
The moment everyone's been waiting for.
I know you guys are on the edge of your seats if you're still listening. Yeah. If you want to call in, the number is 915. Wait. Oh, goodness. I have the lights off in the studio, so that means I can't see the phone number.
You don't remember it?
I did, but I forget the... Oh, not 915. 855-915-9636. I said 915 originally. Yeah. So, or you can go to WMFO.org and go to the DJ chat, and we can chat and type, and it would be awesome. So maybe you should do that.
Or email her at laurenfbio.
Oh my god. No. No. It's also not an F. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Anywho. Okay, yeah. Here is Monster Mash by Boris Pickett.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash!
I always find the end of that song that was Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, by the way. So bizarre.
It's so abrupt.
Yeah, and he's like, mash good. But like, why? I guess that's supposed to be Frankenstein. But, you know, Frankenstein was actually, like, really smart. And the monster was. I mean, I guess the doctor
was, too.
Wasn't
it the doctor?
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they both were smart. Because, you know, you didn't make a dumb monster. I mean, a smart monster.
It like, can't be, like,
new
overpowered.
French.
You know, eats brains.
Nobody
and
was.
He's smart.
Have you read the... He doesn't eat brains.
I know, but...
Have you read the book?
No.
Oh, you
I
should.
I don't think most people have, to be fair, in my defense.
I think a lot of people have. You should read it. Everyone should read it. If you haven't read Frankenstein, you need to read that book. I'm serious. It's really short, and it's really good. It's one of my favorite books, so read it. I'm serious.
Is it better than Dracula?
You know, Frankenstein has a special place in my heart, but I'm really loving Dracula. I've read over 200 pages since yesterday.
Holy shit. How many more are there? Oh, sorry.
What did you just say?
Holy crap.
What? Stop it. Please. This is ridiculous. This is a family show.
They're all asleep.
No, they're not. It's only 10 p.m.
Past my bedtime.
I'm reading Dracula for my Dracula art history class. And, yeah, that's about it. I have to read the book at a speed that I don't usually read books. And I was like, oh, this is impossible. I'd never be able to do this. But I actually am, like, turns out that it's really fun to read Dracula at Halloween time. So, who would have thought?
Real spooky.
It's really good, too. Oh, I'm already getting tired. Maybe I need to turn the lights in here. All right.
That's to match the vibe.
Enough. This is up next, a song by the Last Whole Earth Catalog, who just came out with an album, which I will be playing a song off of later. But the song's a little bit, maybe this will wake us up. So let's see.
The car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you, and I will too. When you laugh about people, who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know.
I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
That Joke Isn't Funny Anymore by The Smiths. And before that was Mantra, in parentheses, The End, by The Last Whole Earth Catalog. Love The Smiths.
Me too.
Okay.
You just told me to be silent.
Silence. Just kidding. Up next is another British song. Getting so sick of this. Kidding. I'm not. This is good. This is Good Song by Blur. Just called Good Song.
I'm sure it's a good song.
It's a good song.
Thank you.
That was Good Song by Blur. Oh no. Sorry guys.
That was horrible. It's God, never happened
before. So unprofessional. I was watching the train wreck of Nathaniel trying to find a
I flipped to the first page.
PSA in time.
It seemed rather appropriate. I'm going to stick
all right,
with it.
All right, whatever. Take it away, Nathaniel.
Autumn. That's right now. Outdoor exercise.
PSA.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Beautiful. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah, walk places. How can I be expected to walk places when it's cold outside, you know?
Well, you're enjoying the fresh autumnal air, reducing stress.
Autumnal?
And improving your health.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly someone didn't listen.
No, he wasn't listening. sorry. You know what? Let's get the show on the road. Let's get back to that Wilco song, I guess. Here's Hummingbird by Wilco.
Southwest to forget her. She appears in his dreams, but in his car and in his arms, a dream could mean anything. A cheap sunset on a television set could upset her. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird. His goal in life was to be an echo, the type of sound that floats around and then back down like a feather. But in the deep chrome canyons of the loudest Manhattans, or anything. So he slept on a mountain in a sleeping bag underneath the stars. He would lie awake and count them, and the great fountain spray of the great Milky Way would never let him die alone. Remember to still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird.
my dreaming, I take a waste within my hand. And when I wake, she melts away into the sand. What meaning of this feeling? Why'd you return into the world of distant times? We separate across the blades of glowing gold.
Slow with your vines. stop. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I know you're scared. Well, I'm scared too. Ah, oh, but every time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, I end up dreaming.
Darling, I see that you're not really sleeping.
That was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road. Before that was Seaforth by King Cruel, and before that was Hummingbird by Wilco. All those songs kind of reminded me of each other, so I've been listening to a lot to them a lot recently, like in succession, just because of how they sound, I guess. Yeah. Doing great. I'm really tired, so it's a shame. I'm always so tired when I come in here. But also, I really just, like, don't have much to say today. Like, I think I've talked about, like, what I want to talk about, so I guess that's that on that. Yeah, Mondays. I don't know why, but they've, like, been taking a toll on me recently. I used to be like, yay, Mondays. Like, I don't understand why, but I literally feel like Garfield every Monday now. I'm like, ugh, another Monday. And, like, I don't understand why. Maybe it's because I, like, wake up really early, but I don't even, like, I usually go to bed early, so I just don't understand why it's been, I don't know. Up next is a song off of the Last Whole Earth Catalog's new album called Do You Face the Brutal Reality, that just came out over the weekend, I believe. And this is the song Last Words. It reminds me very much of, like, Scottish vibe, cottage. I don't know. I honestly don't really know what I'm saying. But I hope you enjoy it.
1, 2, 3. I had a life. Just how a cough can make you sick, infected lungs, infected skin. My wings were cut. Of big dreams. I was found, couldn't hide a mark upon my face. I was bound, forced to walk through Dante's gate. From this man that took that life, placed him. I built a life inside my head. I made it full, I made it rich, I made it everything but hell. And inside this make-believe, there were pictures, songs, and smiles. There were dawns, there were sunsets, there were stories I could tell. Though at first I wouldn't leave, there wasn't time to grieve, there was time to believe with any care in this world. Sometimes it's best not to speak of what goes on inside, and so I speak no more for the rest of my life. I was found, couldn't hide a word in my head. I was bound, trapped into bed. From this man they took his life and left him on his own.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way your kiss is always heavenly. But darling, most of all,
I Love How You Love Me by Jeff Magnum. Don't know if you guys know this. Cough, cough, Nathaniel. It's the guy from Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounded familiar.
Yeah. It comes full circle. I have one more song for tonight, and then I'm going to get the heck out of here because I'm tired. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I hope I haven't put you to bed with my music, because it was a little bit, you know, like, slow tonight, for sure.
Fall vibes.
Fall vibes are slow and silent, or whatever.
10:54 they are.
Yeah, seriously. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren.
I'm Nate.
He's not a part of the show. He just comes and hangs out. Just
on my
resume,
so like, yeah.
He's not trained, so he actually has no real contribution to this. He just gets to like mooch off of me.
Moral support.
Do you do any volunteer hours for the studio?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not a DJ. Anyway, you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Up last, we have Train Song by Vashti Bunyan.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. It's so many miles since.
told.